Richard Martin's Wake Up Call podcast, presented every Monday and Friday, providing you with the truth and the facts. You decide.
Greetings to you, one and all, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to details of the show on this Friday, August the 12th, 2016. I am Richard Martin, talking to you from Malaysia. A step back seems to be in order here. During the 29 years after Alan Greenslime became Fed chairman in August 1987, the balance sheet of the Fed exploded from $200 billion to $4.5 trillion. Call that a 23-fold gain. That's a pretty massive increase. So let's see what else happened over that three-decade span. Well, according to Forbes, Warren Buffett's net worth was $2.1 billion back in 1987, and it's now about $73 billion. Call that 35 times your money. During those same years, the value of non-financial U.S. corporate equities rose from $2.6 trillion to $36.6 trillion. That's on the hefty side, too. Let's call it 14 times and take the hint about the idea of financialization. The value of corporate equities rose from 44 to 205% of GDP during that 29-year interval. Do you need perhaps a few moments to get over that incredible slew of stats? Are we done? Shall I move on? Okay, well, needless to say, when we move to the underlying economy, which purportedly gave rise to these fabulous financial gains, the X factor is not quite so generous. Nominal GDP rose from $5 trillion to $18 trillion during the same 29-year period. But that was only a 3.6-fold increase. Next, we have wage and salary disbursements, which rose from $2.5 trillion to $7.5 trillion over the period. Make that a threefold rise. Then comes the median nominal income of U.S. households. That measurement increased from $26,000 to $54,000 over the period. Call it double your money. Digging deeper, we have the sum of aggregate labour hours supplied to the non-farm economy. That fairly precise metric of real work by real people rose from 185 billion hours to 240 billion hours during those same 29 years. Call it 1.27 times. Further down the green skunk era rabbit hole, we have the average weekly wage of full-time workers in inflation-adjusted dollars. In constant 1982 dollars, that was $330 a week in 1987, and is currently $340. Oh dear, that hardly rose at all, did it? Finally, we have real median family income. At about $54,000 then and now, call it a three-decade-long trip to absolutely nowhere, if you credit the BLS inflation data. Oh, by the way, as you all know, BLS stands for Bastion of Lies and Scams. And I'm not done yet. One more horror statistic to bring you, ladies and gentlemen. When you deflate nominal household income by what David Stockman calls the flyover CPI, you end up at the very bottom of the ugly maestro's rabbit hole. Median real household income went backwards. It now stands at 8/10 of its starting level 29 years ago. So, 35-fold gains for Warren and minus 20% for working people. That's some kind of divide, isn't it? If you have any sensitivity at all, this should bring tears to your eyes. The most successful country ever in the history of mankind, the one so many of us aspired to come and live in, the one everyone took their lead from, except the commies, and look at it today. Spend just a few moments reflecting on all this, ladies and gentlemen. Then you may wish to take a leaf out of the book of your host. Oh yes, that's me, Richard Martin. And believe me when I tell you that those in whom you have entrusted your faith and hope have gone absolutely stark, raving mad in their fury and frustration and resentment that things have gone so hideously wrong. And I want you to know that Alan Greenspan, to give him his birth name for once, is by far and away the greatest scoundrel ever to be, or potentially to be, the holder of an American passport. No one else comes remotely close. He has ruined your country single-handedly. Nevertheless, the policies of the other criminals resemble those of enraged animals trapped in a cage to get out, with their QEs, TARPs, ZERPs, negative interest rate, and other paraphernalia of financial and economic destruction. I am here to assure you that they are approaching the point where they will trigger the nuclear holocaust, exasperated that nothing that they ever did worked, and that in their opinion, death is better than any other alternative at this point. It will happen, ladies and gentlemen. It will happen. Last week, I brought you Jim Kunstler's account of the physical consequences. There is still time to get out. Please do so. And if in the meantime you have a few moments to think about me and the donate button on the left of your screen and would feel inclined to push it, follow the instructions and donate, hopefully up to $70 a quarter, to my efforts, I couldn't be happier. In the meantime, have a great weekend, and I will speak to you again on Monday. Take care.
And there you have it. You decide.